that's about it.
Where did you put your clothes?
We had closets, and then the dresser drawers, and then the closet. Maybe a chiffarote.
Were the closets built in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about in the kitchen? Where did you store? Like, you canned your own vegetables, right? Did mm-hmm. you have any special place to store those?
Not usually in the kitchen. We usually had what we call a smokehouse. Mm-hmm. That's where you put your meat when you kill your hog. You salt it down, and it's in the smokehouse. And maybe you would put your canned stuff in a box and wrap it with old clothes, old quilts, something good where it wouldn't freeze, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in the smokehouse, or either carry your canned stuff to the crib where they have cotton seed. When they have cotton gin, they save those seed feed cows. And you can bury that canned stuff in cotton seed and it'll stay warm and won't freeze anymore.
Hmm.
See, we didn't have. Now this is back when they didn't even have electricity at our house. We had a fire in the fireplace to keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was coming up, we burnt lamps. Kerosene or a gas lamp. Maybe some people would have a gas lamp or a gas lamp one. But you have your kerosene lamps. And to see, is it where your light?
Mm-hmm.
And your heat was from the fireplace.
What did you call the area in front of the fireplace?
It was a hearth in front of the fireplace.
Did you feed it wood or coal or what?
Well, we did back when I was coming up. We burnt wood.
Did you just throw the wood in there? Or?
No. You make your fire, start it with pine, but I didn't know how to make a fire. They have a fireplace. And then you have fire dogs on each side, and you put that wood across those fire dogs, and this that you started down here will burn up into it to your wood, and your wood will get a fire, and then you have to put warm room.
Fire logs, were they big, thick logs?
Yes, maybe you bust them up where they wouldn't be so big, or maybe you cut smaller trees. You go to the woods and get them. The men saw the
mm-hmm.
firewood, saw the trees down, then cut it up in stick length to go in the fireplace. You mean you never did see any of that? Sure enough.
Well, Bonnie, all such strange things.
But they have a fireplace.
What do you cut the logs on? I mean, you just lay them on the ground and hack away or what?
No. You have put two pieces up like that.
Crossways
right here and two over there, and you put your tree across there, and you saw down between this and get just about in two. Well, you can saw it till you get it in two. And then you go back and stick a wood and back out of the way. You pull this tree on up there further and you saw between here and here. You can't.
What's that thing? I know I've seen Ed use it, you know, that little wedge-like thing. What's it called that he would put in there to kind of hammer, get it started?
Yeah, if it's a big tree, you'd use that iron wedge. That's what it's called. And maybe hammer it down in there to get you open place to start sawing. And keep it from pinching together, I believe. And you saw them through it with an iron wedge if it's a big log.
So you put the log across two other crossway logs
uh-huh.
that you had already cut. Let me see. Well, how did you get the, like, I could never start a fire without 3 tons of newspaper. How did you get it going?
Well, you get that lighter. Now, that's pine trees that have been cut down, and they'll get that lighter. It'll just burn good.